Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, before we get back to the calls, all of our football talk here on the Team 980 is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. So during the break, this place is hot to trot today. Everybody's fired up. Everybody's walking around like a raving lunatic. No surprise. One of those everybody's is Linnell Willingham, the YIC. He's coming up at 4. He's going to join us in studio at 2:30 because I want to steal some of that piss and vinegar that he's got. I mean, I've got some of it. He's got a lot more of it because he cares a lot more. He lives and dies. I'm an industry plant. But he walked in, literally, looked through the glass, and said, "Bleep you, Brian!" And he didn't say bleep to Cowboy B. Little old Cowboy B. Little old innocent Cowboy B. Who just tries to do his job around here. Never tries to stir anybody's hornet's nest up. Never tries to get in the way of anything. And if you believe that, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn I'll sell you for a nickel. He's a silent assassin over there. You. Yeah, you. Don't look at me with those, like, innocent big blue eyes.
We can't. You got to relax off of Cowboy B. He's a winner, you know what I mean? And I feel like he hasn't even been talking too much trash, so.
He's a winner in your team, and this team that that I'm stuck talking about.
You're right.
Is a loser?
Yell at him. Boo this man. Boo this man.
Hell, it was even worse. The Eagles won a road game that they had no business winning against a good defense. And their offense is alive. All of a sudden, Kevin Petullo is not a village idiot. Although a couple of Eagles fans got mad at me when I pointed that out. Oh, fans are so just... Twitter is such a toilet bowl. It's such a toilet bowl. All right, let's get back to you on the phones. Here we go. My guy, AP, in Laurel. AP, the floor is yours.
Rooster.
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to get right to it.
Let's do it. It's a Monday. It's a miserable Monday.
Screw the bit. I'm getting right to it. As the previous callers have alluded to, and pretty much what I've alluded to even prior to the season starting and just looking at Adam Peters and the moves he's been making, we are very talent deficient on all spectrums, offense, defense, special teams. You know, Matt Gay, he's very iffy. Wide receiving skill position, you know, we're mid. I've been saying it time and time again. You know, we were, you know, maybe average to above average, and that's being nice, you know, with everybody healthy. But now, just with our depth pieces, we're very, you know, we're exposed. We're lacking. Nobody respects us. You know, it showed in the Chicago game. It showed just recently yesterday. Everybody's stacking the box against us. They don't respect our passing attack. And, you know, elephant in the room, maybe they've started to figure out Jaden Daniels now. And I was worried about this coming into the season because Jaden Daniels, you know, you look at what made him successful in college. Brian Thomas, you know, the other wide receiver who can't stay healthy, I forgot his name, but Neighbors.
Yeah, Malik
it's
Neighbors.
Like right. Malik Neighbors. We have not addressed, you know, being explosive. Like, mm-hmm. You look at these teams that are successful. Like, look at Patrick Mahomes, as good as he is. Look at who he has around.
Listen, I'm gonna break in here though, AP, and counter what you're saying. Mm-hmm. They've mastered explosive. Okay. They've mastered explosive. Giving up explosive plays. They have no explosive talent. Yeah. They've given up. They've mastered running into each other I don't want to say because of what happened here in January, but you know what I'm talking about. Running into each other and colliding with each other, they've mastered that and allowing explosive plays. They just have no explosive talent at all, outside of one guy, Jaden Daniels, Rooster, who's now hurt for a third time.
And, you know, Rooster, I know you got a lot of calls, but again, at this point, I want to shut down Jaden Daniels because I'm not up for the moral victories. I'm not up for the, you know, 7-10 or what. No, just shut it down. Like, we need to start really looking at ourselves and really taking, as Callahan would say, a deep dive, mm-hmm. and really doing a self-scout. Because, again, we look at the teams that are successful. We look at the heavy hitters in the league. This is what we're aspiring to be. And we can look, you know, no further than the people that are the team that's right above us, being the Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. If that's the dragon that we need to slay and compete with, we need to ensure, and I know it's not going to happen overnight, but Adam Peters, it's like, you've had opportunities in the draft to address certain things, and you went, you know, when you were supposed to zing, you zagged, and this is what we're seeing as a result of it. So
I got you.
Again, at some point, we're going to start looking at Adam Peters and saying, what are you doing?
Well, I think people are already starting to. I think people are already starting to. AP, I got to let you run, brother. I appreciate you, as always. Good to hear from you. We got just a ton of calls, so we're going to try and move through the line as quickly as we can. Let's go to Sherlock next up, DC. What up, Sherlock?
Okay, how you doing today?
Good.
Okay, you know, that was really a big miss.
Yeah.
What happened to us with the Cowboys?
That's one way to say it. Yeah.
Yeah, but this is what I wanted to say though. I had a couple of things to say, but you went to the defensive coordinator, so I'm gonna go there real fast, and I'm gonna move on to where I got to go. You don't have to need to fire the defensive coordinator, but I'm gonna tell you something though. He need to be talked to. When we was right there, when we had 15, right, and they was in, like, in the early 20s, that first car was down on, like, the 15-yard line. For the first down, on that first down, he put them people on that line. It was more than five people up on that line the first down. It was more than five people on the second down. He was pressing them people. In the third down, he put them four people on the line. I live in here by myself. I'm in here hollering and screaming, cussing them out of myself out. And then he went right what I thought he was going to do on the 15-yard line and threw that boy that bomb and got a touchdown. You know what I'm saying? So my point with that is, with the defensive coordinator, he don't need to be fired, but somebody he need to be talked to. And that same incident has happened in other games where he put pressure on him, and then on the third down, he feel as though the four can get to him, and the four out there ain't getting to him. You know what I'm saying? Now, I want to go to.
Wait, are you talking in that specific example? Are you talking about the drive right before the half, or earlier?
Yeah,
in the
I'm talking
quarter?
About. Yeah, I'm talking about the one when he threw the bomb to one of them
to
Lamb. One of
yeah.
them.
No, to pick.
Yeah, but it was
Pickens
on the third down though.
Well, that was on 2nd and 17 because they actually sacked them on the first play.
Okay. Wait. But I'm just saying though. That's the point that I'm making though. And on that play where he threw that ball, there was only four people up on the line. the defensive coordinator, but put them people up on the line before that, and he needed to put them people up on the line then.
Trying to play coverage when it's second and 17 is my point. You're trying to play coverage.
I'm telling you, I ain't really down with on a whole lot of statistics, but I'm just giving my opinion.
Okay.
And when he put them four people on that line, Dak Prescott was there, right, like you say, down on the 17 and threw that ball all the way on the field.
That's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Fair. Somebody's got to make a play, and two guys split a sack on first down, and then nobody made a play the rest of the drive, and it was just bang, 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 bang.
I understand what you're saying, though, but how is the play going to be made on that right there with Dak Prescott?
I don't have all the answers.
You put pressure on him before, and you didn't put pressure on him after that.
I don't have all the answers.
Yeah. Right. We both don't have all the answers.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you saying, though. I'm agreeing with what you said. The defensive coordinator don't need to be fun, but he need to be talked to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the position that we are in right now, dealing with the overall situation, right now, what we need to do is this here. I don't like this here neither. Your fans keep calling in, and I'm a fan too. You're making comparison to Mariota and Jaden Daniels. We know what Jaden Daniels can do. We know what Mariota can do. Mariota is a good backup quarterback. He came in behind us. He threw interceptions, so what? You know what I'm saying? The pressure was on. That's what he did. But I'm telling you, pound for pound, I'm talking to the fans now. Pound for pound, right now, Mariota is a better quarterback than Jaden Daniels. I'm going to tell you why. Before we start talking about this, I'm going to tell you why. Because he's not hurt. He got a fresh set of legs, and the boy got a strong arm.
Oh, that's a spicy meatball. Huh? That's a spicy meatball. Mariota.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Giving that to your fans, but I want to say this here. It's next man up. I'll keep saying the same thing. It's the next man up. You got whoever. We got Kansas City next week.
Yeah.
Holmes ain't no joke.
Next man
you
up.
Come, you might
next, have, huh? I hear you. I got to let you run. Next Man Up was a great book by John Feinstein, the late, great John Feinstein, about the Baltimore Ravens. Everything in that book sounded right, except it's not reality. Yes, next man up during the game doesn't mean the next man up is as good as the guy that he's replacing. That's the problem. 301-230s. I'll have more context on that throughout the week. Just, you know, we're trying to get as many calls in as we can. Let's get to our guy who I know is going to be spitting fire, Sean in Connecticut. What up, Shawnee? How are you, pal?
I'm good, Chris. Hope you're doing well.
Better than your team, I tell you that much.
Yeah. Well, I would hope so. I am grateful, though, because I'm going to save a couple hundred bucks on tickets this season, and I thank the good Lord above that I didn't buy tickets and buy flights to go to that game in Madrid, so I'm glad I avoided that. I will be at one more game, the game at MetLife, but other than that, I'm done. It's for me, we're not competing for a Super Bowl this year, so the season's technically, I think it's over. At this point, I'm willing just to shut down Jaden Daniels, let Mariota play, and just this team doesn't have the talent it takes to win. A couple weeks ago, I called in saying this team's not very good, and I was right. But it's just it's the little things. It's having Luke McCaffrey be the wide receiver one and still returning kicks and almost get injured and be out of the game at the end of the half. It's keep running quarterback runs on the 2-point conversion. It's all the little things that build up that just drive me insane. It's the same mistakes on defense. It's Lattimore looking like Emmanuel Forbes Jr. He's garbage. This team is garbage. Jaden Daniels is great, but he's not playing well. I don't know if I've ever seen him make the right read on a read option. He's genuinely terrible in the read option. Oh, Javon Kinlaw is playing well. Deron Payne, is finally earning a little bit of his money. Congratulations, you've finally shown a couple good games together. It's like the first time ever. Oh, Johnny Newton. Oh, you're okay. Luke McCaffrey, overdrafted. Ben Sinnott, where are you? Where are you? Brandon Coleman. Oh, you were benched. Oh, shocker. Oh, Jane Daniels, you're not on the bench anymore laughing and cheesing when we're losing? Oh, shocker. It's just last year I really thought that it marked change and it marked a change. And I'm not saying you got to be elite and compete for Super Bowl every year, but to just see this pathetic junk again, it's the same thing I've lived through my entire life. The amount of times I've watched them go down there to Jerry World and get embarrassed by a team whose owner is a senile scumbag, and I'm sick of it. I think Dak Prescott's very underrated, so I'm not surprised that he exposed us. I mean, that's because he always goes off against us, but it's just, I am so sick and tired of being embarrassed of my favorite team in sports. They're my favorite team in sports. I live and breathe this team. Same as Linnell. This team means so much to us. And like I want to make it like very apparent. I do not expect you to compete for Super Bowl every year. But when I have 20 years of pathetic, just absolute pathetic junk, and then you give me a taste of success and winning, and then you go right back to pathetic junk, it's just infuriating. And
understood.
With how expensive the tickets are, and living in a, I'm not like, it's not woe is me, but it's just like, it's just, oh my God. I just want to win. Like, that's all I want to do. I just want to win. Right. And one way or another, it's never there. And let me just two more things, and I'll hop off because I know there's a lot of people today. Marshawn Lattimore is absolutely terrible. He is terrible. I think it was the first three plays of the game or the first four plays.
Yeah.
He got ran over.
Ran over and the defensive pass interference.
Got burnt.
Yep.
And then you see him there sitting on the – it's just infuriating. And I've lost – a couple weeks ago, I said this, and I'm saying it again. I've lost all faith and respect for this coaching staff. It was the Packers game. I've lost all faith and respect. I honestly am not sure. I still have faith in Adam Peters. He needs time to replenish a team that was depleted by Ronald Eugene Rivera's terrible decisions. But it's just, I am so sick and tired of being embarrassed by division rivals or making, a couple weeks ago, you made Michael Penix look like a franchise quarterback. He sucks.
I got
he
you.
He sucks. This team sucks.
Hey, my friend, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. I know it's bad. They're only 3-4 for now. Take a deep breath. I appreciate you. We got to take a quick timeout. 220 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. We're going to get to all of your calls. Just be patient with us. We're coming at you. I know we got to get to a couple of guys who've been on hold for 45-plus minutes. Just going to be a long time. You know, just got to – everybody just kind of move it along. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, guys, welcome back. 25 minutes after the hour. We'll keep it going. The YIC will be ranting and raving pretty soon in here. Along with you, just keep it going on the phones. Keep it as quick as we possibly can. I know everybody wants to talk, yell, rant, rave, and I love you guys, but it's either going to lead to longer wait times or, you know, so just keep that in mind. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all of your breakfast faves are just $6 each and every day. Where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to your happy plates with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. 301-230-0980. Let's get back to it on the phones. We just crossed the hour hold mark for Lou. See if Lou is still with us. Lou.
Yes, indeed. I'm still here, man.
Attaboy.
What's going on?
What's shaking?
Man, Sean brought it, man.
Sean was great. I mean, I knew he had lots of fire. He had let me know. I just want everybody to get a chance, so that's the only reason why I'm trying to get everybody to shorten it up.
Yeah, I got you. No, it's just, you know, it sucks, man, because this wasn't the expectation, and I felt like we crowned Adam way too early, you know, with the sound. Like, for me, it was questioning the draft picks of the offensive tackle. I mean, instead of, you needed a defensive end, a playmaker, yet he went on to get this guy. He literally just yesterday, I watched the play, he was late, and Jadeveon Clowney, he was already in the backfield, and I'm kind of like, you know, some of these things, and Joe Witt and Dan Quinn and the coaching is just sucks, man. They get absolutely F minus, man, because they just not doing their job, and they depend on Jaden way too much. I've been saying this more often. They just depend on him. Every time they're down, they depend on Jaden to make plays, and they got him hurt again. So, thanks to these guys, just not doing their job, man. Like the other, like Kurt say, I mean, if I was the owner of the team, I'd hire him to be my defensive coordinator right now because everything he said is right. Marshawn is too slow. So, playing safety, he's, what, about 29, 28, whatever his age is. He's not the same old Marshall. Marshawn, but playing safety, move Mikey outside. I mean, it's common sense. If we could see it, why they can't see it? It just don't make any sense. I felt like Ron and his crew is back on the in the building making these calls right now. You playing prevent defense, and yet you still getting beat 50 yards. You got eight people dropping back, and they can't cover nobody. Like, what the hell are we doing? Like, what are you doing during the week? Are you coaching these guys? Are you watching film? Like, you preached to say, like, the first day they got hired, all that noise they was making, okay? But it sucks just to, you know, to see what's happening with our franchise, man. I feel like they're doing them a disservice. You got three receivers. They're not playing. You got a tight end. He run like 5 miles per hour every time he cuts the ball. You got the other tight end who could cuts the ball and run. I don't know why he not playing. Like the guy from Kansas. Why he not? Are you telling me he can't cuts the ball?
I don't know who you're talking about. The guy from Kansas?
Ben.
Oh, Ben Sennett. Yeah, Ben Kansas Sennett. State. Okay, gotcha.
Hey, like it's ridiculous.
Well, there's a lot of things wrong right now. I appreciate you. I got to let you run. There's a lot of things wrong right now. That's the thing. It's not just one fix. All right, let's get another one in here. Let's go to Mark and Laurel next up. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Well, what's up, Chris? I just want to make a quick point. Everybody's pointing the finger at the wrong person. The finger needs to be pointed at Dan Quinn. He knew the defense sucked this year. You know, the offense was so good last year. It got rid of all deficiencies on defense. He didn't address any issue on defense. He got rid of our best pass rusher we had. He sent him packing. And I can't think of the guy's name. I think he's in the Raiders now. That was a good run stopper.
Well, yeah, Jeremy Chinn is who you're talking about there. Got rid of Dante Fowler, who had 10 and a half sacks last year. But to be fair, Dante Fowler's playing a limited role in Dallas as well, although he made a big run stop yesterday for a minus 2 yard stop.
Right. It's just that Adam Peters in the off season, when he went grocery shopping, he went to the dollar store. When he got home, he found the groceries had already expired. When he should have been shopping, I heard he cheated for the groceries. This is off, and you can't tell me that Jason Witt doesn't collaborate with Quinn, and you can't tell me they don't collaborate on defensive scheme. It's just players. You have to have players to win. You can bring the best defensive coordinator, the best coach, you don't have no players.
Yeah.
If you're an offensive coordinator, let me ask you one question. You're an offensive coordinator. Who do you game plan with a healthy defense?
Yeah.
Who do you have to scheme up? Who do you have to put pressure on the defense? You don't have to double anybody. You don't have to worry about any corners. I'm just asking you, who do you have to scheme up if you're offensive coordinator?
Outside of Jaden Daniels, they are a mediocre talent across the board team. Mediocre plus, maybe. That's it. And Jaden,
the thing is being pointed at the coaching staff, but you got to have players.
I get it. There's not enough.
Like I said, the point is back to Adam Peters.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, take it easy.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. The Mark and Largo Show will come up very shortly. And Phil and Bowie, Mark and Chevy Chase, a lot of marks. I wish somebody would have hit the mark yesterday on either side of the ball. I wish somebody would have done that. 301-230-0980. Here is a trending alert. All right. An hour away from head coach Dan Quinn. Will they make a move with Joe Witt? What will Jaden Daniels' MRI reveal? What answers will we actually get? They don't play for another week. Yay! At Kansas City on Monday Night Football, all the Chiefs did, besides getting Rashee Rice back yesterday, was blank the Raiders 31-0. Meanwhile, two Monday night games tonight. As if you needed more primetime football. Tampa Bay and Detroit, a good one. 5-1 Bucks, although still beat up against the 4-2 Lions at 7 o'clock. Houston, Seattle at 10 o'clock. From Seattle, Houston 2-3. The Seahawks are 4-2 off of that win over Jacksonville. Meanwhile, it's a deciding game 7 for Seattle. And Toronto at 8:10 in Toronto after the series was tied up by the Jays last night. 3-3. Winner going to the World Series to face the Dodgers. And Albert Pujols is meeting with the San Diego Padres after apparently talks broke down with the Los Angeles Angels. And that's what's trending.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted.
Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, we do have an injury update. Commanders related. Let me see. First reported by Josina Anderson, confirmed by Nikki Javala, amongst others. And it's not great. Dorrance Armstrong, who went out on the first series yesterday. Remember, he was dealing with a hamstring Monday night, in, out, in, out. First series, he suffered a knee injury. Don't know if it was the same leg. But either way, he was compromised going into the game. I didn't think he was going to play anyway. But apparently he's out indefinitely, according to Josina, and seeking a second opinion for answers on the road ahead. Obviously not good. I mean, that sounds like a 4 to 6-ish week injury, but I don't know. I mean, that could be surgery. That could be meniscus. I don't know. Now, I thought at the time, so I got to say this. Watching the game on Fox, when they just said, and they didn't show it, they didn't say any detail, when they said that Dorrance went out, I just assumed it was the hamstring again. I didn't realize until much later on that it was the knee. However, and I don't know this, if it's the same knee or the same leg as the hamstring, and I don't know this, if it's the same leg, is it fair to wonder if the leg was compromised already with the hamstring and that caused something else? I don't know. Either way, I don't love how they've handled a lot of injury situations. And we'll see moving forward with Jaden. I mean, everybody's going to say, well, we'll have more information. We're not going to miss a step. We're not going to miss a beat. Yet they miss a lot of beats. They don't know. And they don't and they haven't managed it well. I mean, that's undeniable. It's logical to say they just don't know and they're trying to figure it out. Fine. But whatever they're doing hasn't worked. Noah Brown, Terry McLaurin, Dorrance Armstrong, now maybe Jaden Daniels, and probably Jaden Daniels. 301-230-0980. Back to the phones we go. The Mark and Largo show has started. Hello, Mark. Mark, I heard Sheehan was giving you crap earlier today, huh?
He should have been. He should have been because, see, Sheehan, see, I'm going to tell you what the issue is, Chris. Sheehan and the Junkies, and I'm so glad Linnell. We need to educate A-Wad, but I think Linnell's going to take care of A-Wad. Sheehan and the Junkies think that Adam Peters walks on water. They don't think he does anything wrong. They think everything he does is okay. And the reality of the situation is this. The caller who called from Connecticut, I think it was his name, Sean, something like that, who said we need to do something with Dan Quinn and Joe Witt. And then, you know, Adam Peters is doing the best he can. We got to give him some time. First of all, let me say this too. Let me educate him just like I've educated a lot of other people. Dan Quinn and Joe Witt have been looking for a defensive end for two drafts. Am I right, Chris?
And edge pass rush. So much so that they decided not to draft one at all in the entire seven-round draft last April. Yeah.
In both drafts.
Yeah.
In both drafts. Okay, that's one thing. But see, I don't blame him. I don't blame Adam Peters for this. This is what I'm furious with Adam Peters with. You don't draft a rookie quarterback
and then start trading away talent like Jahan Dotson, and then strong-arm his best receiver in Terry McLaurin and make a trade for Debo, who you know is injury-prone, and another caller called on your show, I think it's either your show or Kevin's show, and said, why would you even bring in Noah Brown when you know he's injury-prone? Jaden, if you look at the other five quarterbacks that came out in this class, all five of them have more talent around them than Jaden Daniels. And I agree with the caller who came out before, said they put too much pressure on Jaden to do everything. Everything. And I'm sick and tired of this organization wanting him to be the Mr. Fix-It man, and he's still in his second year. And he needs talent around him. Look, the Terry McLaurin thing, I get it. Could this offseason, Adam, could you please get this brother some wide receivers, some quality wide receivers, and a quality tight end? That's what I'm furious about. Because it seems like he has totally urinated on Jaden Daniels when it comes to talent. And Jaden's getting ready to go into his third year next year, and he doesn't have a top-flight receiver outside of Terry. That's in their 20s. All this type-flight receivers are in their 30s. I'm not saying we should fire Adam Peters, but I will tell you this, Chris. What I just said to you about the defensive end situation, that's going to nullify Joe Witt getting fired, just like I said to Kevin.
Because of Armstrong, Javonte, Jean-Baptiste, and Dietrich Wise?
No. Not drafting a defensive end last year when you knew you needed to get a defensive end in the 25 draft.
Oh, you mean because they didn't address that. Yeah, because they didn't address that. You're saying that they shortchanged. Yeah, I mean, listen, it made no sense when everyone thought that the number one need going into the draft was defensive end, and then they didn't do it at all, edge at all in the draft. Nobody understood that.
And, Chris, here's the thing about this, Chris. Here's the thing that I say. Look, I'm with you. I don't think you fire. I've now come over to your side. You don't get rid of coaches during the season. I just think it's bad for business. Because you just said to the team, oh, we just don't care anymore. We're getting rid of a coach. We just don't like it. We're having a feminine moment. We're getting rid of everything. We're just acting out. But you don't do that. What you do is you make adjustments. But here's the thing. Dan and Joe can only do what Adam is doing. And this is why I think you've seen in the last 6 weeks, Adam Peters running around with his hair on fire, trying to get every wide receiver that's known to man, putting an ad on Washington Commanders' website. If you're a wide receiver and you're 6'2", 6'3", come try out for the Commanders. We'll probably take you. We'll put you on the practice squad because that's what we're doing. I know I haven't gotten any. And I'm going to tell you something, Chris. I think that's coming from a high up that's putting pressure on him. I truly believe that. I think the reason why you see Adam Peters acting like he's been acting the last 6 weeks is because somebody is turning up the chain on him. Not on Joe Witt and Dan Quinn. That's on Adam Peters. Now, I don't know if it's Josh. It may be. It may be. But I find it strange how the Preston Smith was a disaster. Linnell's been talking about that for the last week. You put Drake Jackson
Nobody wanted Preston Smith. Nobody. The Commanders signed.
Nobody wanted Drake Jackson because he's injury prone.
Yeah. Nobody.
Adam Peters has done
a lot of good things. He's also done a lot of questionable things, period. I mean, that's it. I got to move along, but I appreciate you, Mark and Largo Show. Good call. I like the strong fire and opinion, as you always. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but I like it. Let's go to our guy, Double A, MCO, Athens and Annapolis. What's up, Double A?
I love that me, Dr. Sabah, and John from Oklahoma are right about everything and everyone else is wrong.
Yes.
Let me start off by saying that.
Yes, of course. Sure. Sure. That's exactly what we were all thinking about on a misery Monday, Athens.
All right. No, in all seriousness, listen, this is what's going on with the expansion team in Washington, D.C. Okay, first of all, everybody's talking about draft. They needed everything when this team took over. Okay, everything. Just pick your poison at what position. Okay, it's very fair criticism to judge them on their 2024 early draft picks because Johnny Newton, as of now, is a bust. I think Sanders still is going to be fine. He's just got to figure it out. Senate. In my notes, I've got WTF written next to his name because they don't ever use him properly. And Brandon Coleman is a bust. He's inactive. So it's very fair to criticize them on those picks. I think people that are saying that it's Terry this and Terry that, listen, we scored 27 points against Atlanta, 27 against the Chargers, 24 against the Bears, and not so much against Dallas, 22. You've been moving the ball without Terry, so give them at least some credit for that. But the reason they're losing is because the defense doesn't create turnovers. Turnovers flip the field and change momentum. There's a massive regression with some of the players that I can't explain. And they should be better than what they are. You have a very good quarterback, to your point, Chris, with an old and average roster. And I know it's not what people want to hear, but it's fair criticism to say you whiffed on some draft picks. This team needs talent all around, backups, everything. You know, Mark was talking about guys off the street and this, that, and the other. Yeah, it's that bad. That's how bankrupt this team was when they took over. I don't excuse that they're as bad as they are, because there's something very wrong with the defense. But Noah Brown and others are just Band-Aids. And that's what people who truly, I guess, understand football will see. I don't excuse the defense for being as bad as it is, because there is something very, very wrong. But this team was bankrupt. It's just going to take more time, and they need to hit on more of their draft picks and decide what they want to do with some of their assets, like Daron Payne and Terry and others. But everybody just needs to chill, because they beat a lot of bad teams last year on a trash schedule and rose to the occasion and found ways to win games.
Well,
it's just going to take more time.
And they've beaten a lot of bad teams so far this year. Well, not a lot, but three bad teams this year. I mean, look at what the Colts did to the Chargers yesterday. They smoked their asses. Chargers aren't any good. Chargers aren't, you know, they got a ton of injuries, so they haven't beaten a quality team yet and really haven't come that close.
Hey, Chris, but here's the thing on my last point. Nobody has it worse today than AMAC does after what his team went through yesterday. My heart and soul goes out to AMAC after what he suffered through in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, you know, we're going to talk about that a lot tomorrow. But AMAC, you know, sources told me, Athan, you know I have good sources, right? Sources told me that AMAC was running around before I got here in his Giants jersey bragging how the Giants beat the Denver Broncos on the road. And he was letting everybody have it.
Okay.
Yeah. He was letting everybody have it. And then he was told what actually happened, and we haven't heard from him since. He's just been cowering in a hole somewhere.
If he's in the witness protection program, we will find him and revive him and bring him back to life.
Okay. We're going to have to examine this a little bit more. So maybe the Greek mob can help us, okay?
I will be making an appearance very soon at the station.
There you go.
I trust me, I'll help him out.
There you go. I appreciate you. Thank you, Double A. Let's take a timeout real quickly here. We'll get at least one more call in before 3 o'clock, if not two. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980 and on the radio and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us. Navy Mo says Double A is absolutely correct. And AMAC is as quiet as a church mouse, dead in a mouse trap. Still no clarification on Dorrance Armstrong and which leg it was. A couple of guys, I appreciate them. Eat, Sleep, Hail, and Commander's Enthusiast through Brandon at J. Daniels MVP. Sent me the video. I had not seen the injury live, right? I'm just watching a bunch of different things. And Dorrance Armstrong busts through the line, and he's about to make a beeline for Dak Prescott. He is making a beeline, and all of a sudden his knee goes out and he starts hobbling. Now, I can't tell whether it's his right or left leg because he's hobbling so bad that you don't see it after the play. And so I just don't know. If anybody knows, please tell me. And I think it was his left leg, but I can't remember which he had the hamstring on. It's just too much to remember. But it doesn't look good. And it looks you know, at least like a 4 to 6 week injury is my guess. And it might be more than that for a guy who's got, what, 5.5, 6 sacks already this year? So, not good. You know, you hope it's like an MCL sprain and that they're trying to determine what level or what grade. You hope it's not a popped ligament. Because if it is, then he's done for the year, of course. Let's get to Stevie Ray in Baltimore.
Go here down before there. The top okay, of the hour. Recycle.
Got it.
What's up, Stevie Ray? Stevie Ray.
I'm here, brother.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm at the dump, getting ready to dump my my love for this team. I'm kidding. There's no way I'm going to do that. The one thing that I hate armchair quarterbacking, and I try not to do it. So I'm going to try not to do it now because all these people calling in and saying that, you know, they did not address the defense and they did not address this and that. It's like, you know, hey, it's just like AA said. They didn't have much choice. They had to go with what they, you know, with what it would give them. What I'd like to know and what I'd like you to somebody to look up, was there any defensive players that were taken after we drafted that might have been, you know, someone we would have looked
yes,
at?
Yes, I'll start just, with the guy that's on the Cowboys, Donovan Ezeraku. He went after Josh Connerly. Now, if you argue a right tackle is more important than an edge pass rusher, then there is nothing to debate. If you argue that a defensive end edge is more important, then there is something to debate. And that's just one example.
And true, and that's fine. Okay, except that the one thing that we also knew is that we wanted to protect Daniels. Daniels is the most important cog on this football team. And when you're looking at it, there, if you know, and the people who are crying about not getting a defensive player are probably the same ones who were crying wanted a tackle the year before when we got Daniels. So it's like, you know, it drives me crazy when they kind of do this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm going to say one thing and then I'm going to get away. I did think it was proper for them to not put Daniels back in the second half when he probably maybe could have, because after Mariota threw that pick, that game was out of reach.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, they should not have put Jaden Daniels under any circumstances back in until they got the MRI.
Right.
No doubt about it. Stevie Ray.
Right. Yeah.
Stevie
yeah.
Ray.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. I got
to
run, but be careful.
I try to be short with you.
Be careful about what you put in the dump. Don't put any dead bodies. Get you in trouble. 301-230-0980. Dan Quinn about a half an hour away. More of your calls coming up. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.